Lisa, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So to start off, how do our friendships actually affect our mental and physical health?
Well, it turns out that social connections, whether those are close friendships or those that we have with family or even the casual acquaintances in our broad social lives, so, you know, the barista at the cafe or the bus driver, all of these social connections help us promote a sense of well-being. So interestingly, research has shown that people with more robust, positive social networks are actually physically healthier, that they're less likely to die of chronic diseases, but also that they have higher levels of mental well-being, so happiness, satisfaction with life, and lower incidence of clinical mental disorders.
So when headlines such as only half of your friends actually like you, when those sorts of things pop up, how does it actually affect us?
Well, I think those headlines are a little bit cringeworthy when you actually go and look at what the research that they're attempting to cover actually found. So it turns out with this kind of most recent spate of headlines about this big concern that we're all walking around thinking everybody is our friend and they're not, it turned out that the research actually looked at a different question, but one that's equally interesting. So basically, it wasn't about whether your friends like you. It was actually about whether people who you perceive to be your friend also perceive you to be their friend. And it seems like kind of a similar thing, and it is. It's related, but it's not quite the same. So importantly, what they found is that they looked in this small social network, and they had people identify who in that group they thought they were friends with, and everybody in the group did that same task. And so what they found, first they asked, how much do you think that basically the people you nominated as friends will also nominate you as friends? And almost everybody said yes. So we expect those who we call friends to call us friends. But because they had this really rich data set from everybody in the network, they were able to actually look and see if that panned out. And the data suggests that it was only true in half of cases. So if you think of two people in the network, Jack and John, if Jack thinks John is his friend, in only 53% of cases did John also agree that Jack was his friend. So it is a surprising finding. It's just not quite about what the media has spun it into.
So at the end of the day, it's really just clickbait.
Well, about whether your friends like you, yes.
Oh, the headlines, in particular.
Exactly.
Very clickbaity. So there was another study that I've read about. It's used fitness interventions on a sample of participants who lived in the same residential community. What can you tell us a little bit about that study?
Yeah, so it was actually run by the same authors of the social network study that I was just talking about. And what they did, they were really interested in how peers come to influence each other. So they went into a similar kind of little closed network, and they had the members of this network engage in kind of a fitness app, a game, to try and increase physical activity. And what they did is they went in and they gave some people incentives to try and promote more fitness in the world. So one of the versions was very much like these activity trackers that we all have. So we can see our own progress. We can only see our own progress. And so our own motivation rests with us. But then they had other versions where that progress was much more public. So other people could see your progress. So friends, presumably, in your network could see what you're up to. And they might get rewarded if you become more physically active. So it turns out that the power of influence in this network was really quite big, that when your friends, people who you had nominated as your friends, could see what you were up to, they actually positively impacted physical activity. So if your friend could see what you were up to, they may have communicated with you in a particular way. What the data show is that you end up being more physically active.
And so just before we let you go, Lisa, the golden question, I guess, million-dollar question, how accurate at the end of the day do you believe these studies really are?
That's a good question. Look, there are concerns with any particular research study. Often the samples of a given study are quite small, and so the ability to extrapolate to the entire population is a bit of a stretch. But I think the overarching message from all of the research on social networks is that they are incredibly important. and that we probably should invest more time than we do in those types of social networks so that not only we can benefit, but everyone else in the network can benefit.
Well, Lisa, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us on The Daily.
Same here. You're very welcome.